Fred Film Radio.
Festival del cinema europeo di Lecce, Italia.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from European Film Festival in Lecce. I'm in company of Mehmet Can Mertoglu in Lecce to present in competition his first feature film, Album.
So Mehmet, first of all, would you describe Album for us?
It's about a family. You are trying to adopt a child and just want to hide the children. If they are trying to show them as themselves, as the baby's biological parents. It's a common phenomenon in Turkey, the poor families who are trying to adopt. It's about adoption.
This is your first feature film, so how did you get this idea? What was the intent?
Actually, I don't have any friends who are any child, but I have friends who are adopted in my childhood. I raised in a small town in Aegean coast of Turkey. That's why I saw their problem when they grown up, and they faced with lots of problems because, you know, if you are adopted, it's not the greatest thing. Unfortunately, there is a taboo in Turkey. That's why the idea derived from, because I'm interested in family. And it's about also some kind of allegory about the official history and the real history. That's why I wrote this script.
Obviously, through this main topic, you sort of analyze the contradictions of Turkish society, I guess. What was that the intent of yours?
It's of course, I am a Turkish person. I know my society better, but I think it's a common phenomenon. And it could happen anywhere, in Italy, in the States or in Argentina. But it's of course, it represents something about the Turkish people also. I can't refuse this.
Why do you think? Can you tell me why do you think they want a boy?
Because, you know, it's they are thinking about their, you know, family, and in Turkey it's like I don't know, male centric country. That's why they usually prefer to have a boy than a girl, especially in the rural areas. I don't know why, but also it's also there are some people. Of course, choose baby girls because, you know, this is also pragmatic, because they want to the baby girl could take care of them when they are old. That's their purpose. But it's, you know, it's like a machist thing.
How was the screening at the British Week, and how was the perception of your film? Are there some reactions to your film that you weren't expecting?
It was nice, actually, but in Cannes, you know, there are lots of press people and also lots of industry people. It's not like a normal audience. But I heard some interesting comments, of course, because, you know, some people, the adoption is very normal in France, and it's that's why some people didn't get this phenomenon totally. I heard some really interesting comments about some scenes. It's not only in France, also in the other parts of the world, but I don't know, it's normal.
In this past few days, we've been discussing with the other director, especially European director, on the role of filmmakers nowadays. So what do you think is the role of filmmakers nowadays, even in to build a conscience, political conscience, a social conscience?
It could have. I don't put myself in such a position. I'm just trying to make share a story, and I don't know how to people get this, I don't feel as a spokesperson as myself. I don't know.
Is there a common denominator among Turkish directors? How is, for example, Nuri Bilge Ceylan perceived in Turkey? What's the situation compared to what we see from abroad?
There are some talented directors also in your generation. There are some really good ones, but Nuri Bilge Ceylan is a master for us, definitely. I think he's the most important director in the Turkish cinema history for me. Also, but there are some also the new, because Turkey is a really big country, the big population, and the industry is really big. Turkey produces approximately 100 films per year. It's one of the leading countries in Europe, actually. Of course, there are 70% of them are mainstream comedies, etc. But I can also name Semih Kaplanoğlu as a name. I don't know. And that some old people already died. I don't want to mention their names.
What do you think that you took inspiration? Who do you think that you took?
There are lots of directors I can say, but not Turkish, actually. But I can, for instance, Jacques Tati, Pierre Etex from France, or I can name Roy Anderson and Aki Kaurismäki. Also some Romanian directors like Cristi Puiu and Corneliu Porumboiu. I influenced by very small points from all of them.
Thank you, Mehmet, for talking about album screening at European Film Festival in Lecce in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.